Now the afternoon play. Sister, Dear Sister, by George Baker, with Valerie Sarouf and Ankara Dries.
Hail, hands thick-lipped, like lotus buds that flow on those cool waters where we lotus buds that float. God, I hate her. I'm sorry. Don't start hating now, Emily. Don't start hating now. Oh, now I've spilled it into the saucer. Really? What's new? You always spill it into the saucer. Emily Watson, I despair of you. Funny habit, chatting away to yourself. Listen, God, if I give up chatting to myself for Lent, will you forgive me for not having Marjorie here to live with me? It's no small sacrifice. Without my chat, this place would be like a morgue. Look at it this way, God. I'm 78 years old. I am. Marjorie is 80. I looked after Mother every day, week in, week out, for years and years and years after Father died, and before, for that matter. Marjorie never lifted a finger. You know that, too. I couldn't take her on now after all those years with Mother. I couldn't. Oh, you're always as silent as the grave. It's just that sometimes I'm very lonely. I wonder if anything is whole or touchable. When I was young, I knew there would be a revelation. I knew I was here for something. I would be given a word, a token, a sign I could make real and bind my life to. It would be like a flag unfurling in my heart. Ah, well, what can you expect? Look at the news. Beirut and Belfast, there's Christianity at work for you. Now, what made me think of that? Emily, you've let your tea get cold. You've let your tea get cold, Mother.
You've made it very thin, Emily.
I'm sorry, Mother.
How could he have done that to me? How? All my life I had everything I wanted.
Certainly won't be easy. I'll pour you a stronger cup. But by the time this house is sold and the debts paid, we should have a comfortable amount.
Where do you propose that we should live? You cannot sell this house over my head. Your father brought me here when I was a bride, and you and Marjorie were born here. I thought Marjorie was coming down from London.
Here you are. That's much stronger. Drink it while it's hot. Marjorie is coming. She should be here any time now.
Did you know?
Know what?
That everything was mortgaged, that it was all a lie?
I didn't question it.
No. He was a wonderfully strong man, your father, and had such reassuring eyes. He just smiled at me. Don't worry your head about it, kitten. No. You wouldn't think about it, no more did I. You can't sell it, you know.
It's not my decision. It's the bank.
Marjorie will know what to do. I would have thought she would have been here by now. What are you doing, Emily? Leave those things. Annie will see to them.
Annie went 3 years ago, Mother.
Went? Where did she go?
She went to look after her mother in Barmouth. You know that, really. She sends you a Christmas card every year from there.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. No servants, then?
No.
Push me out into the conservatory.
You know Dr. Fletcher says you're to push yourself as much as possible.
My kitten. He always called me that. Why would he leave me now with nothing? Nothing but debts. It was an autumn wedding. Your grandmother was so silly about that. She wanted a June bride. But I told her, Mr. Watson and I are firmly settled on October. It was a very distinguished wedding. The Lord Lieutenant was there. He was most gracious. And, of course, Mrs. Canmore. I'll tell you a secret, Emily. I would have liked a June wedding. You know how I love azaleas. Oh, yes. 1894 October. I remember it like yesterday. I wonder sometimes if I should have married Ted Roach.
Do you want to go to the loo before I take you out into the conservatory?
I don't care where you take me. I don't care where I go. You could flush me down. What are people going to say, Emily? I mean, what will they think when they read the will?
It won't be published.
I'll never hold up my head again.
I'm sure he did it for the best.
Oh, yes. Men always do things for the best and for what is most comfortable for them. How dare he? How dare he die so peacefully in his bed and leave me this indignity to live with?
It's not so bad, Mother. There'll be enough to buy a flat in London.
A cripple in a wheelchair in a flat in London.
A garden flat.
A garden flat. Look outside. Look at what I've been used to. Sometimes I think you're simple in the head, Emily. I must tell you, there were times when your father thought so, too.
You've told me many times, many times. Now, do you want to go to the loo?
Hello?
Ah, oh, Marjorie.
Hello, Mother, darling. Mm. Oh, beastly getting about. You wouldn't believe we'd won the war. Where are you two off to? You look poised for flight.
Either the loo or the conservatory.
Make it the conservatory and I'll come with you.
Oh, you're like a breath of fresh air.
That's only because you don't see me all the time. Come on, Emily. I'll push Mother into the conservatory. I hadn't the foggiest. Father was bankrupt. Had you? No, of course you hadn't. How could you? He never told you anything. Oh, look at it. Mother, look at it. This view is so beautiful. Oh, breaks my heart. Where do you want me to put you?
Put me by the azalea. It's flowering so beautifully. I shan't see it flowering like that again. I always wanted a June wedding, you know, Marjorie, but your father would have October. What are you wearing, Marjorie? A bustle?
It's the new look, Mother.
Where did you get the coupons for that?
They're finished, Mother, and it's not a bustle.
Don't be silly, Marjorie. Drop your hem another 6 inches and you'd look like your grandmother. New look indeed. Oh, Marjorie, look out across the orchard. Look at those trees, that heavenly blossom. I'll never see those trees again. I mustn't cry. Your father hated to see me cry. When we were first married, he would kiss away the tears.
Oh, for God's sake, Mother, don't take on. It doesn't wash with me. You might be able to reduce Emily to a jelly, but it won't wash with me.
Can't we have a cottage somewhere? Mrs. Wainwright rang full of commiserations. I don't think I've ever been so mortified in my life. She's no breeding. At least a cottage, Marjorie, please.
You have to face the fact, Mother. There is a very small annuity from Scottish widows, and there'll only be peanuts after the house is sold. Perhaps enough peanuts to buy Fulham. Anyway, Emily and I have put some money together and bought the place. So, you'll have a roof over your head.
You see, I shall have to go on working. But Marjorie living with us will help. 3 ration books.
Out all day? Well, who's going to look after me? I cannot believe I've been brought to this.
Mother.
Marjorie, tell me it's not true. Oh, God. The gross indignity of incontinence. Blast you, Emily. Why didn't...
It's all right, Mother.
Oh, God. I'll get Dr. Fletcher. Well, do something for her, Emily. Don't just stand there.
Mummy, it's all right, Mummy. Don't die, please, don't die. Oh, God, how hopeless. I don't know what to do.
I wonder what made me think of that. I'm too old now for a revelation. There wouldn't be any time to do anything with it. If Father had let me train properly. It's no good going on about it. I was terrified of him. I was terrified of everything. I don't know God. Have I failed totally? Poor mother. She never spoke again, poor old thing. Poor old thing, poor old thing, poor old thing. La-di-da-di-da, nod your head if you want, where'er you walk. A mute, imprisoned in her head. A cripple in a wheelchair, a cripple with a prolapse. 20 bloody years. 20 bloody years. And I'll tell you something else, Emily. She's been dead for 17. I can't forget the look on her face. She looked at me. I swear she looked at me. 37 years of the Emily Watson chat show. That beats Jimmy Young. Nod your stupid head, Mother. Nod your stupid head. I shouted at you. I shouted at you. Poor you. I wonder if you heard anything for 20 years. It's just sometimes when I'm lonely that the memories flood. I miss you so much, Mummy. So much. Oh, Mummy, Mummy. God be in my head and in my understanding. What do you want from me? I can't understand. God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. Please, God. I wasn't taught how to think. I believe it was a conspiracy to keep us at home. Well, there's a way of looking at it, Watson. You'll be well looked after in your old age with two such lovely daughters. Lucky dog. Marjorie was beautiful. Marjorie desirable. Marjorie knew a trick or two, and Marjorie got away. Oh, yes. If I could just have made everything whole. But if you only see half a thing, how do you know if it's half a thing or a whole thing? 3 times, Marjorie got away. May as well hear the news. See the news. Thank heavens for television. I don't want it on all day, but it is a link.
Iranian troops have claimed major new successes in their war with Iraq. They say they're now holding over 500 square miles of Iraqi territory on the northern front. Casualties on both sides have been heavy. Now
yes?
Miss Watson?
Yes?
Miss Emily Watson?
Yes, yes. Who are you?
I'm Policewoman Good, Miss Watson. May I come in and speak to you for a moment?
How do I know that...
My identity card.
Hold on. I have to shut the door before I can take the chain off. I'll just close the door, do you see, and then I'll be able to open it again. Come in, come in. What's happened? What's wrong?
I'm afraid there's some rather distressing news.
I've just made a cup of tea. Would you like a cup?
Thank you, Miss Watson.
2 bags. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
On Sundays, I make a nice pot of Earl Grey and have 2 or 3 cups with songs of praise. Excuse me. Do you take sugar? Sit down. Sit down.
Miss Watson.
You didn't say if you took sugar.
No, thank you, Miss Watson. As I say, I have some rather distressing news.
Oh? What's happened? Is it Marjorie?
Would that be Marjorie Brent?
Yes, yes, she's my sister. What's happened to her? Is she all right?
I'm afraid there's been an accident.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, is she badly hurt? It's her eyes, you know. I should have had her here. She wanted to come and live with me some years ago when her husband died.
Now that Tim's gone, I'm all alone. It seems a great deal more practical for us to be together. Looked at from any point of view, it makes a great deal of sense. Now that my eyes are failing, Why aren't you saying anything, Emily?
La-di-da-di-da. It's what you said. You looked at Mother and you looked at me. Then you said you'd found a man and you were going to get married. Mother was most distressed.
Mother was a vegetable. She couldn't understand anything.
She understood every word I said to her. She loved her Jane Austen. Her mind was as sound as a bell. She was imprisoned in there. Mother and I hadn't been in Fulham more than 3 months before you found Mr. Brent and walked out on us. We didn't hear a word from you for 5 years. A telephone call in 1953, Marjorie.
Well, now that you've got that little grumble off your chest... Oh, honestly, Emily, you astonish me. You haven't changed since we were girls. Anyway, I'll move in here with you. I shall get quite a lot for the house.
You won't move in with me, Marjorie.
Don't tell me this is the worm turning.
You won't move in with me, Marjorie.
What on earth are you crying for?
I'm not crying.
Cry, baby, cry. Put your finger in your eye. Do you remember?
You can't win me over, Marjorie. We can see each other. I can come and do your shopping. I know you can't see very well, but I must have some peace. I'm entitled to some peace.
Going to be gathered, are you? Well, you tell him you were too damn selfish to look after your sister when she went blind.
You're not blind, Marjorie. Your sight is failing, but you're not blind. You'd like me to come down and identify her now, would you?
If you feel up to it.
Oh, yes, I can manage that. You say it was instantaneous.
She couldn't have felt a thing.
I'll just put the cups in the sink. She always was the lucky one.
Is it far? The lucky one? How do you mean?
To just snap out that father. Oh, is it far to the... But where are we going?
I've got a car waiting downstairs.
Well, let's get it done. And fade away suddenly like the grass.
Can I help you with your coat?
No, I'm quite used to it, you know. Her life was pleasant and her end was peace. Now, have I got my keys?
She certainly looks very peaceful. As far as you know, you are the deceased's only relative.
I've got my keys. Of course, Albert Henshaw might be alive. But then I don't know if you'd call him a relative. I got Mother to invite him to one of our tennis parties. It's the way things were done then.
Mother, this is Albert. Albert Henshaw. Such excitement. He's been driving a bus in London during the strike. Albert, my mother.
Mrs. Watson, I'm sorry I'm late.
Not at all. I'm delighted you could tear yourself away from the buses. You can see one young person is beside herself with joy.
We could have been murdered in our beds by the Bolsheviks if it hadn't been for Albert.
I was driving the Cannon Street bus, but of course, that's the wrong station for Frimley.
Don't speak of it, Mr. Henshaw. The Cannon Street bus. Such times. Dreadful times. Put them aside for the afternoon.
It was quite difficult to get out of London. In consequence, I'm late.
In consequence, I had to play my match with John Griggs.
I'll leave you in capable hands, Mr. Henshaw. Now, Emily, remember to introduce Mr. Henshaw nicely to all your friends. You'll meet Mr. Watson at tea, Mr. Henshaw.
I shall look forward to that.
Come along. I'm sorry about Mother. She really is awful when she reminds me about my manners in that way. Come on. They're all dying to meet you. But you're a pig not to come sooner. John Briggs has 2 left feet and a squint I was bound to lose. That's my sister Marjorie playing at this end. She's playing with Cecil Afton. Frightful cad. Very nice underneath. Don't you think Marjorie's beautiful?
Yes. Yes, very beautiful.
You're not supposed to agree with me.
I'm sorry.
I think she should be the Ponds girl. I can just see her lit up 30 feet high above Piccadilly Circus.
Yes.
Yes, what, you ninny?
Yes, I can see her lit up. But I must tell you, Miss Watson, I really don't hold this newfangled American notion of using young ladies for advertisers.
Hello,
Albert Henshaw. I'm Marjorie Watson.
Yes.
I'm so glad you could make it. John.
Yes.
John Griggs.
Yes.
Come and meet Albert.
Oh.
Oh, heavens, play another record, Emily.
What should I put on?
Monkey Doodle Doo.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was really creamy of you to come, Albert.
Oh, well.
Emily would have been devastated if you hadn't.
Oh.
Don't you love the new American way of calling everyone by their Christian names?
Well, what?
Oh, she found it good. Isn't it creamy? Oh, John, this is Albert. Albert Henshaw.
Hello, old boy. Griggs. Griggs is the name. Do you play?
Super. Yes, I do play. And how do you do?
Super. Absolutely super.
Hello. You'd wait forever for an introduction here. My name's Aston.
Your name is Cecil.
Aston. Don't hold with transatlantic manners.
Quite right. My name's Henshaw.
Don't play like that. Where are your toys?
In the car.
Erase you there, then I'll show you where to change.
Oh, God, you're meeting everyone.
Poor old Emily. You're stuck with me.
Why have you all run off like that?
Gone to fetch his top.
Come in here, Henshaw.
Thank you, sir.
Be able to hear ourselves think. Oh, that's better. Whiskey?
Thank you, sir.
You take it with a splash?
Yes, please.
Sit down.
Thanks, sir.
My wife tells me you've been driving a bus, Mr. Henshaw.
Yes, I have.
See if that's to your liking.
Thank you, sir.
Not driving one of those pirates, are you?
Oh, no, the general. Oh, the whiskey's delicious, sir.
Oh, good. It's a bad business, very bad business. General strike, indeed.
Bolshevik. I really didn't know what it was all about until I drove the bus. But I've been walking about and you see and hear things from the cab. I can't help thinking things could have been managed better. I do think some of the reporting in the newspapers has been terribly irresponsible.
Oh, you mustn't be taken in by the emotional arguments put up by these fellows. They have a way of sounding very plausible.
Well, I think I'm on guard against that, but I'm frankly puzzled by the need to use the army. The strike leaders did say they'd get all the necessary supplies into London.
That's where you've fallen into the trap, don't you see? It won't do. We can't have open confrontation backed by Moscow. I won't be threatened in my own home. If they put up the barricades, we must pull them down. Any of us in the professional classes who have a legitimate stake in the country. Marjorie tells me you're an up-and-coming young architect.
Oh, articles, sir. Hardly earning a bob.
Oh, there you are. We've got to keep the wages down and get the working classes back to work. Back to discipline. Got to reduce wages or we're done. Get the country working smoothly, and good British common sense will settle the thing once and for all.
Yeah.
Come in. Good of you to do your bit. Ah, Emily. Am I appropriating the young man?
We thought so, Father.
Mustn't keep you from the girls. No doubt Marjorie will be asking you down for our summer dance.
Oh. Mother has already invited Mr. Henshaw, Father.
Oh, good. Marjorie will be delighted.
Identify Mrs. Brent.
Oh, this way, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It'll be just as though she's sleeping.
In here, Miss Watson.
Thank you. Marjorie will be delighted. What on earth did he mean by that?
Emily? Emily, are you asleep?
No, Mother.
Your father and I were very taken by your young man.
Father didn't even know he was my young man. He thought Marjorie had asked him.
Your father's a very busy man, darling. He can't be expected to remember all the trivial details of our lives. He works very hard for us, and the least we can do is to run a harmonious and gentle home for him.
I didn't say anything.
No, you didn't say anything, but your face was a little thundercloud.
I'm sorry. It's just that she's so beautiful and I'm just plain.
Don't worry, darling. It's only puppy fat. It'll fall off in time. Sleep well, Emily. And try not to distress your father. He doesn't like glum faces.
Oh, God, please don't let her take Albert away from me. Please, God, I'll do anything you want, anything. Please.
Yes. That's my sister. That's Marjorie.
Thank you.
Where did you get that nightdress? She wouldn't be seen dead in a nightdress like that. Well, for once in her life, she's got no option, has she? I promise God I won't hate anybody. I'll really try not to, really. Well, nobody can stop me dreaming. Albert!
We'll dance forever.
Forever? Where's the ballroom going? Going?
If you dance very quickly, you can stand still.
Or if you run backwards, you can dance forwards. This tunnel's very light.
You're very light.
Oh, lift me again. The sun is splashing on the walls. I can see the moon, too, when we reverse. Albert! Oh, Albert! Oh, Albert. What a lovely dream. My legs feel as heavy as lead. I promise God.
Miss Watson. Miss Watson.
I'm sorry. I was miles away. It's quite a shock seeing her like that, you know.
Of course, it must be.
I can't help thinking. But she wasn't blind, you know.
No.
Oh, no, she didn't have to use a stick or anything like that.
You mustn't blame yourself. It won't bring her back and it'll make you unhappy.
You're quite right, of course you are. I'll tell you where she was going. She was going to the off license to fetch her gin.
Do you have anyone to help you at home?
I don't need looking after. But I have a very kind young neighbour, Mrs. Brooks. Did you meet her? Oh, no, no.
It's this way, Miss Watson.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is new and they are children.
If you say so, kitten. Sounds like a horrible noise to me.
Come on, you're not so old. Don't you remember Grandma's face when we danced the quick step?
You were very lively, kitten.
I'm not so old either. I could still be very lively.
If it wasn't for the wretched arthritis.
Well, it comes and goes. Some days it's better than others. Playing a foxtrot.
Kitten, I think I'll just pop into the study and get out of the noise for a moment.
Do, dear. Do. Albert, I've longed to hear you say those words.
Marjorie? Marjorie, I love you.
And I you, Albert.
Penny for them, Emily.
Hello, Cecil.
Little Emily born to tears.
Why'd you say that?
You're too gentle for this world, hugging your knees and hugging your chains. Why do you let yourself be bullied?
Why, you novel, who bullies me?
Marjorie.
Marjorie, nonsense. She's sweet to me, really. She's much cleverer than I am, but she never lets on. I mean, she's very beautiful, don't you agree, Cecil?
Yes, in a way.
What do you mean, in a way?
I think her prettiness, rather obvious. But then beauty is a very personal matter.
You're quite wrong, you know. Nobody would agree with you.
That beauty is a personal matter?
That Marjorie isn't beautiful. Cecil, why are you looking at me like that?
Emily, always sorry, always apologizing.
I'm not. Don't. You're a beast. Have you seen Albert, a beast?
Not for a while. You've got it bad, haven't you?
If to get it bad is to feel good.
God's in his heaven, all's well with the world. Hmm?
Are you mocking?
No.
Are you in love, Cecil?
Yes. But my love is so far above me, I dare not even think her name.
You are a fool. I wish for your sake that you were in love. It's like being washed over by a calm sea while lying on a hot beach.
Come and have a glass of champagne, and then we'll seek out this Albert Henshaw.
Come along, then.
You sure you'll be all right?
You've been very kind, you know. Don't think I don't appreciate it.
I'm glad, thank you. And as I say, we'll come and collect you for the coroner's court.
Yes, that's right, you said.
Well, if you're sure, I really must be off.
Oh, yes, of course. It's getting very late for you.
Good night, Miss Watson.
Good night. Do you want the news? I don't think so. Never anything but disasters. Oh, God. What a nasty joke to put her in that dreadful nightie. Crossing the road to fetch your gin, Marjorie. I told you 100 times to stop drinking the stuff or use the zebra. Or did you do it on purpose, I'm sorry, that's a wicked thing to think. It wouldn't have done for her to come and live here. You know that as well as I do. Well, there you are, Emily. You're all alone.
Emily, you must believe me. I didn't for a moment mean to deceive you.
Of course I know that, Albert. I'm so glad for you both.
I haven't spoken to your father yet. I felt in all honesty I must first speak to you. I didn't want you to hear from anybody else.
That was very thoughtful of you.
Hello, you two.
Emily,
congratulate me. Kiss me.
Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful. Really, really wonderful.
Albert, go and find Father. Then we can announce our engagement at the end of the evening.
Come on, you come too.
I can't come and hold your hand when you're asking for mine, Duffer.
No, but you can be somewhere handy in case it all goes wrong.
I shall have to go with him, darling. He's such a baby.
Yes, yes, of course you must.
Oh, God. Really? What's okay, fond lover?
Oh, Cecil. Cecil.
Emily. Emily.
Oh, how dare you? Oh, how could you?
Emily, Emily.
Emily, you should have called me last night. It must have been a dreadful shock for you. Dreadful.
I couldn't possibly have done that, Penny. What would Mr. Brooks have thought of me?
Oh, you're forever worrying what people might think or say. I don't know. You don't seem to realise what neighbours are for. Look at the way I put on you, rushing in here for milk or tea. What are we to do with you?
Nothing. There's nothing to be done with me, and that's the truth. You don't mind taking me over to Marjorie's, do you?
Of course I don't. I've told you. Come on. On with your coat.
Bully.
It's just that you're so headstrong and independent.
You see, there'll be the solicitor and everything to deal with.
Yes.
It'll be tiresome, but the sooner I get on with it, the sooner it'll be done. Did you know I worked in a solicitor's office once?
No, you never told me.
Oh, yes. Father was a solicitor, you see.
Your mother has tried to explain things to me, Emily, but try as I might, I am at a loss to see why you feel you have to throw yourself into the hurly-burly of business just because your sister has married her young man.
It'll give me something to do, Father, now that Marjorie has gone to her own home.
I should have thought there'd be quite enough to do here.
Oh,
I'm sorry to have to say this to you, Emily, but I have noticed on other occasions that you have forgotten that you're a young lady. A lady has a very special function in our society. She is the heart and center of the home, from which the professional man can step into his sphere. That is your prime work, Emily. You should stay by your mother. accompany her on her charitable works. Your mother has arthritis, as you know. I should have thought you would have put aside your selfishness in order to be a help and companion to her. You know, I do believe that young ladies like you, taking positions as secretaries in business, are depriving young men of the possibility of earning, and therefore from the possibility of providing a young woman with a home and children so that she, in turn, can fulfill her function. What have you to say, Emily?
Please, Father, I'm sure you're right, but couldn't I just take the typist course? Then perhaps you could review the position. I wouldn't want to go very far from home, you know. Oh, perhaps I could get a place with Mayhew's in Camberley. If you asked Mr. Mayhew for me, I could just learn to type first and then we could see.
Always bargaining, Emily. I never knew such a girl for wheedling and bargaining. Well, I promised your mother, so I shall keep my word.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you.
You thank your mother. She spoils you.
Julie. Oh, dear, there are going to be so many memories here.
Will you be all right, Emily? I can easily get Sylvie or someone to get the kids from school and look after them.
I shall be perfectly all right, thank you, Penny.
Well, you give me a buzz on the phone then when you want to go home, and I'll come and fetch you.
I think I can manage to get back on my own. I'm sure I can.
I'm sure you can too, but I'd rather come and fetch you. Okay.
Okie dokie. We used to say that when I was a girl.
I'll be off then.
Bye.
Bye.
What else have we here? Ernest Luff, boy soprano. Oh, Marjorie, I've been looking for it for ages. You knew it was Mother's favourite. How could you have taken it? You didn't see her when she listened to music. I swear she could move her hand better when music was playing. Perhaps it's my imagination, but her eyes were brighter too. Now, I do hope you've left a will. You were never tied even as a girl. Oh, look at this address book, Marjorie. It's pitiful. If you wrote it in pencil, you wouldn't have to make this ghastly mess. I wonder if you're still with Mr. MacPhail. MacPhail and Webster solicitors. I'd better give them a ring in a minute. Now, what on earth am I going to do with all this rubbish? Squirreling it away.
Bring it over here, Emily. Yes, put it down on the table there.
That's a good idea. Then you can see it when you're sitting out in the garden.
Or in here, yes.
Honestly, Marjorie, you're like a magpie squirreling things away.
You can't say that.
I've just said it.
I mean, you should not say that.
Fiddle dee dee.
Squirrel, squirrel. I don't know what magpies do. I think they're just bad luck.
One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, and four for a boy.
There you are, then. You meant a jackdaw.
So I did, squirreling like a jackdaw.
Are you enjoying Mayhew and Mayhew's solicitors?
It gets me out of the house, Marjorie. I couldn't have borne day after day on my own.
How is Mother?
Her arthritis is getting worse. I think she's in pain most of the time now.
Oh, we're so ridiculous in this country. We still think Freud is some sort of witch doctor.
Well, he's a psychiatrist, isn't he?
Healing the mind is a great new science.
All that lying about on couches and bearing your soul. Morbid, I call it.
Well, I did, until I met Philip Jones. A psychiatrist, my dear, and brilliant.
They're all weird, aren't they?
Not this one, dear. He's a sizzler. He says arthritis is psychosomatic. It's all Father's fault, apparently.
How does he make that out?
Night starvation, darling. Poor old mother needs sex.
Oh.
That was like a pop gun going off. Father's been getting his greens elsewhere, hasn't been husbanding his resources. Oh, have I shocked you?
No, you haven't. I just didn't think of Mother and Father having sex.
I used to lie and imagine it all the time. I don't have to imagine it now.
No.
Albert wasn't very good at first. He was a bit inexperienced. But then we met Philip, and he lent us this book. He says everything, absolutely everything, is governed by your sex life.
I would know. There isn't much of it about it, Mayhews.
That's why I grabbed Albert and got away from home.
What?
It seemed to me the best alternative. I couldn't see myself staying at home or standing up to Father and getting him to let me go to work, so I plumped for Albert.
But you do love him.
Of course I do, you goose. I mean, he's not Sir Galahad, but he's all right.
What's it like?
What?
Being made love to.
My little sister isn't a virgin, is she?
Of course I am.
There's no of course about it.
I don't know what you're thinking of. It's my duty to save myself for my husband.
My God, I think we better have a gin and tonic. I've never heard anything like it. Wait till I tell Albert.
Don't. Please don't tell Albert, Marjorie, please. It's just that I've never had the opportunity. Never the opportunity.
Nonsense, you had the opportunity of Albert. You're just slow off the mark. Here you are. Chin chin. Is it strong enough for you?
Yes. Chin chin.
Oh, don't look so crestfallen, darling. There's a lot of it about. All you've got to do is promise a lot quickly and deliver slowly. Bit by bit.
But that's terrible. That's playing games with people's lives.
A nice, bustling little game is all life is.
You can't believe that. You can't believe that if you're a Christian.
Emily, what century are you living in? We're on the road. We're in the air. Man will be on the moon before you know where we are.
This is very strong. Not used to drinking gin in the middle of the afternoon.
You must step out of the crinoline. Step out of the bloomers, too. Get out there and get yourself a man. It doesn't matter if he's the right one or the wrong one. Unless, of course, you want to end up a martyr to arthritis for the lack of a good poke.
How can you? How can you talk about mother like that?
Who's talking about mother? Don't think I don't know why you come over here for tea, Emily. It's just to get a glimpse of Albert, isn't it? Then you can carry his face to bed with you at night, can't you? Carry him home to the virginal bed. The trouble with you, Emmy, is that you are so naive. Only survivors win.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling very well. The gin was very strong.
Don't apologize. Why do you never fight back? Why do you always sit and take it? Don't believe that the meek are going to inherit anything. In this life, you have to fight for everything you get.
I'm going home now. Marjorie, I think I'm a little drunk.
Squiffy, I'd say. You can't go now, darling. Here's Albert.
Hello, Marge. Hello. Emily. Hello. You all right?
She's a little squiffy, that's all. It's been confession time at Cobham. Did you know my little sister is still a virgin?
How hateful. How hateful. You promised.
Emily. Emily.
Albert, stay where you are.
What have you been doing?
A little shopping. I bought that vase. Do you like it?
Don't be facetious, Marjorie. You know perfectly well what I mean.
I've been doing a little exercising. Shall we leave it at that?
I must go and see if she's okay.
She's okay, Albert. And you stay here.
She's in no condition to drive.
She'll be all right, Albert. You'll see.
I can't see anything very amusing in the situation. I think you've been rather cruel.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall, Albert, when Father sees her tiddly. Poor little Emily. Sitting there at dinner, she won't be able to look at either of them for fear of seeing them in bed. Oh, yes, I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
Dinner gone. Time for a whiskey. I must say, you're looking very pretty tonight, kitten.
Am I?
Joints not hurting so much, eh? Always tell. Don't look so wrinkled.
Do you remember when we were young, you used to kiss my eyes to kiss away the pain?
Remember? Of course I remember, kitten.
Now they're wrinkled and puffy.
Nonsense, you're looking very beautiful tonight, kitten.
Harry, couldn't we try just once more? I know I look crippled and ghastly, but I do love you so, Harry.
I know, my dear, I know.
Don't go out tonight, Harry. Stay with me.
All the arrangements have been made, kitten.
Couldn't you break them, Harry? Couldn't you stay with me tonight?
Dangerous ground, kitten. You're getting overexcited. It always makes you worse. Can't stand scenes, you know that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just that I long to be near you and touch you. Just for a moment.
I won't say anything or disturb you, Harry.
You've said more than enough to disturb me greatly. When I think what you were, kitten. No, my dear, we mustn't feed on times past. You must admit the whole experience is too painful and humiliating to be repeated again.
Don't go out to those girls tonight, Harry.
You know my principle of never altering an arrangement once made.
Monica Greening has been talking to me about a man in London who they say has done miracles for arthritic patients.
Is he a doctor? Or another of Monica's wild men of nature?
Well, I don't know.
Well, find out, kitten. I won't allow you to put yourself at hazard by taking yourself out of Dr. Phillips' hands. He's a very capable man, has your interests at heart. Where the devil is Emily? She must have heard the gong.
Well, she said she'd be a moment or two late. She apologised. I warned Cook.
Don't like disruption to routine. Selfish. Puts everyone out.
Harry.
The conversation is closed, kitten. I've made my arrangements for the evening. You only torment yourself and me by living in hope of things past.
It's just that I never see you. There's never a moment.
Oh, come, come. That's a wild exaggeration. Ah, Emily. You can tell Stevens to serve now.
I did, Father, as I came down. I'm sorry I'm late.
So am I, Emily. My tolerance is stretched to the limit by unpunctuality. Shall we go in, kitten?
Whenever you like.
You've been visiting your sister, Emily?
Yes, Father.
Your sister is a married woman and her husband's concerned. He may allow her to drink if he wishes. While you live in my house, Emily, you will not drink. Is that understood? Leave your mother through to the dining room. What are you charming us with tonight, my dear?
Your favourite, Viol Escalop. You like that, don't you?
As you say, my favourite.
You've been most kind, Mr. MacPhail. If you could arrange to have a copy of the will sent to me. Oh, no, still in Fulham. Well, I'm so glad she left her affairs in such good order. Oh, Mr. Brent, yes. My mother and I didn't ever meet Marjorie's last husband. Well, I'm so glad he was so provident. I look forward to that. Thank you, Mr. MacPhail. Yes, goodbye. All those years, Marjorie, when Mother and I were cold and often hungry. Really, Marjorie, I wonder what happens to people with money. I don't like going through your things. If you can hear me, forgive me. I'm not prying. But if there's something important to be done... So, this is Mr. Brent. Quite a handsome man. Why have you stuffed him away in the drawer? I'll give you this, you could pick him. Good-looking and rich, it seems. If I hadn't learned to dabble in stocks and shares, Father, the poor pittance that was left from your impoverished estate wouldn't have fed church mice. Bungo, go in peace. I've nothing more to say to you, you reprehensible man, except this, I must say this. You bound my mind, my body, and my spirit to your service. I fulfilled my duties and I have paid for the privilege of life every day for 77 years. You couldn't take all my pleasures away, though, could you? Some were secret. Oh, honestly, Marjorie, what a stupid way of going. You could easily have injured some perfectly innocent human being. Well, thank God the driver wasn't hurt. Marjorie. Oh, Marjorie, what do you think you look like, sunning yourself on the Costa del Sol, not at your age? Well, it's no wonder you decided to... No. I don't know. Only you know. And God. But I've decided he's as secret as the grave. Wonder who that is. Can't be Mrs. Brooks. I told her I'd give her a ring. Just coming. Penny, I was going to give you
dear, but I just wondered if you'd been sensible and turned on a fire. Just wanted to see how you were getting on.
Very good of you, but you shouldn't have bothered. You've got enough to do looking after your own. But come in, come in.
Thank you.
The solicitor has the will, so things seem to be in apple pie order.
Good.
You could make us both a cup of tea. The kitchen's in there, Penny. Would you mind?
Of course I wouldn't mind.
I'll just clear up in here. Then we can have a nice cup of tea and go home.
Matching kitchen, Emily. Plenty room.
Sorry. I can hear you talking, but I can't hear what you say.
All right. I'll be in a minute.
Traviata. I must just put this on. Oh, I just must put this on. Albert took us, you know, to Covent Garden.
Well, my dears, was this a happy thought? Was this a happy way to celebrate?
I don't know what we're celebrating.
Albert has been made a partner.
There, Emily, isn't that something to celebrate?
Yes! Congratulations, Albert.
This is the way to do it in style. Traviata, champagne, you lovely sisters, and the man that made most of it possible, Roland.
What are you talking about, Albert?
We're a team, Roland. If it wasn't for your eye and imagination, we wouldn't have won those contracts. But I say for myself, we wouldn't have been in the running without me in the first place.
I think you're both wonderful, and I'll drink to you both if I had something to drink.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marjorie. What am I thinking of?
I didn't realize that you and Albert worked together, Mr. Wilde.
As it's such a happy occasion, couldn't we skip the formalities, Emily?
I'm sure I have no objection, Roland.
Thank heavens, that's settled. You always bring the Victorian out in people, Emily.
Oh, I do like old-fashioned courtesy.
Well, do you? I've never noticed.
There you are, Marjorie. Emily.
Thank you.
There you are, Roland. Well, here's to us.
To you, Albert.
Here's to us, Albert.
It was wonderful, Albert, wonderful. I'm so grateful you included me in your party.
You must thank your sister for that.
Thank you, Marjorie.
Not at all. It's lovely to have you with us. Where did you stay for dinner, Albert?
I thought the Trocadero.
Then we can dance, Roland.
Oh, rather.
Emily, you've no idea how this man dances.
Jolly good thing. When do you think I've got two left feet? They dance beautifully, don't they?
Beautifully. I'm so pleased about your partnership, Albert.
Thank you. It's rather a hollow mockery, really.
Why?
Well, they had to move me somewhere to make room for Roland. As I'm not entirely useless in an administrative capacity. Oh, dear. They offered me a partnership. Roland is our young designer of genius.
But you're a wonderful architect.
Oh, very average.
No, really?
Yes, really. I'm getting more old-fashioned every day. I don't seem to have time to read or look.
I don't believe a word you say.
Would you like to dance, Emily?
I've also got two left feet, Albert. Don't you remember? You came to our midsummer dance the night you proposed to Marjorie.
Yes, I remember. But I remember you danced like a feather.
Every other step I trod on your toes.
No, I don't remember that, and what's more, I don't believe it.
Well, there's only one way to prove it. What are we waiting for?
Hello, what's this? You've not persuaded him to get to his feet, Emily.
Only to prove I can't dance.
Well, that makes the pair of you.
Oh, come on, Emily, we'll show them.
This should be interesting. Would you like a little wine, Marjorie?
Look at them. What do they look like?
I'm not going to look at them. I have better things to do with my eyes.
But not with your hands. You can put them back above the table if you don't mind.
Is it really over with Albert?
It never really started. I only married him to get out of that mausoleum of a house.
Oh! Sorry.
sorry.
There you are. That proves it, you.
Emily, as I can't dance either, how do we know whose feet were doing the tripping?
I won't tell anybody, Albert, if you don't.
We'll make it our secret.
All right.
There's no good pretending any longer, Emily.
About what? Our dancing?
I made a mistake. 10 years ago, I made a terrible mistake. I remember you sitting out on the terrace when I came to tell you I'd asked Marjorie to marry me. I remember the look on your face. Your face has returned to haunt me 1,000 times since then. It haunts me because there was no reproach. Only acceptance. That was heartbreaking. The marriage didn't last 2 minutes, you know.
I don't think you should say anymore.
You have to know. I wanted to tell you so many times. Soon after we were married, I realized I'd been swept off my feet and that I'd married the wrong sister.
You mustn't say any more. No,
I've only one thing more to say. I love you, Emily. I've always loved you, and I always will.
Oh, but just dance for a moment. Just for a moment, and then take me back to the table.
You love me too, don't you?
You mustn't say another word. Not another word. Or I can't ever see you again.
Oh.
Oh, Roland. I don't think I can sit this one out. I think I would like to be quite close to you.
I thought you'd never ask.
Here's your tea, Emily.
Oh, thank you. Look at me, I've done nothing. I've been sitting here thinking about the past instead of putting these papers away. Although there's no reason to put anything away. Marjorie won't be coming back.
Come on.
Oh, dear, sorry. Could you hand me my bag, dear? I've got my hanky in it.
There you are. Cure of a good cry, why don't you?
Because I'm not crying for the right reason.
Reasons don't matter. A good cry washes all the hurt away, Mum. I'm always sensible.
No. I didn't really love her. Yet now I know she's gone, I can't help it. I shall miss her. It was like my mother. Oh, really, Emily, what an exhibition. I cried and cried when my mother died. Because it was a release, you see. A sort of liberation. You're being selfish and self-indulgent, Emily.
No. You cry, Emily, dear. You cry, my dear. I don't think you're selfish or self-indulgent. Don't forget, I remember old Mrs. Watson. I remember the way you looked after her. You had the patience of a saint. And all that laundry by hand. You should have had a machine by rights. Anyway, a tumble dryer. You were wonderful to her, you know. You were so gentle. I never heard you snap once. You and the old lady sitting and listening to music. And her not seeing or hearing anything.
Sake, do stop being sorry for everything. Don't just stand there, Emily. Come in. Come in, damn you. You know Roland, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. How do you do, Miss Wilde?
How do you do, Miss Watson?
Oh, good God. She'd do a whole lot better if you pulled your trousers up.
Hmm? Oh, God.
Mr. Wilde, you're priceless, Emily. Have a gin, old thing. It'll take that stupid look off your face.
No, I must be going. I had no idea... I'm so sorry.
You're not going anywhere. You're going to have a gin.
And so are you, Roland.
Just a very quick one, then.
That's what you said a minute ago. You really must be a good boy and try not to repeat yourself. There you are, Emily. I say thank you and take that silly fool look off your face, you goose.
Thank you.
Better, Roland?
Thank you. I suppose it's what you lawyers would call in flagrante delicto, what?
I am not a lawyer, you know, Mr. Wilde, but I believe there could be no mistaking the sight of my eyes. How can you, Marjorie? Poor Albert, how can you?
Because he can't, that's how.
I better be getting back to the office, Marjorie.
Do, off you go. Oh, Roland, ask Albert to pick up some more gin on his way home, will you?
Yes, of course, I will.
Oh, do relax, Emily. And don't put on a high moral tone with me. I didn't ask you to walk into my house.
No, that was very wrong of me. But you can't browbeat me into believing it isn't a sin. You were committing adultery.
Don't be so silly. I was satisfying a physical need. It's perfectly normal and biologically necessary. My husband can't or won't perform, so I have to find somebody else. And if he's young and strong, so much the better. I don't believe in one law for men and another for women. If he can have a mistress, I can have a lover.
But Albert can't.
I don't know, Emily. Why can't he? You tell me. Why are you so quiet? Perhaps he's still carrying a torch for you. Has it ever dawned on you that you ruined my marriage? I knew within the first few days that I hadn't even got half a man, and certainly not the half I needed. But you're right. The only mistress he's got is in his head.
I've never encouraged him. I've never encouraged him for a moment.
You didn't have to. I thought I could turn him into a husband, but I failed. He was right for you, Emily. He could have loved you like a sister, virginal and pure, and got his kicks somewhere else. As it is, he drips around doing nothing but moan.
Stop it! Stop it!
Oh, don't start clubbing, little sister. Oh, I didn't mean it. I really didn't. I was just being defensive, I suppose. Here, take my handkerchief. Dry your eyes. You just came in at the wrong moment, that's all, my darling. Anyway, I've stolen so much from you. It was high time you had your turn. Stop crying now, Emily. It won't alter anything.
The end of the act. I'll just take off the record, and I'll be glad if you take me home, Penny.
Yes.
Marjorie always said there's no point in crying, Emily. It won't alter anything. And it won't, you know. She was quite right.
That's better. That's more like yourself.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Don't you be sorry, Duck. I told you a good cry would wash it all away.
You did, didn't you?
On with your coat, then.
Thank you.
I mean, what sort of a person do you think you'd be if you didn't have a good cry when your sister died?
Thank you, Penny. Doesn't it look cosy?
Yeah.
I'm really glad to be in. It's been quite a day.
Will you be all right?
More than all right, now that I'm in my own shell again.
I'll run off then, Emily. See to the kids. Now, you know what to do. You just give me a ring if you need me.
I will.
And don't forget to put the chain on.
I won't. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye.
Well, now, that's that. Off with your coat. What are you going to have? Poached egg, or do you fancy a chop? You've got a chop, have I? I'd forgotten I've got a chop. Oh, honestly, you'd forget yourself if I wasn't here to remind you. Oh, very spry for a creature that's been through an emotional upheaval.
Have a look at the diary. It might have come round again. It might. Oh, I'll see to that in a minute. Television. Or John McCormack stir up the already churning soul. Where'er you walk, or I hear you calling me.
Emily! Emily Watson!
Yes? Albert! What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
That's easy. I have to deliver some papers to court. I stayed to do some shopping, took in a cartoon cinema. Here I am.
How fortunate. And best of all, you've had no dinner.
No.
Are they expecting you for dinner at home?
Not for dinner, or I'd already be late.
You better have dinner with me, then. Come on.
But what about Marjorie?
I'm staying up in London for a couple of days. I'll explain over dinner. Or better still...
More than enough. I couldn't eat another thing.
Would Madam like to see the sweet trolley?
Would she?
Perhaps in a moment. I'm so full.
In a moment, then.
Thank you, sir.
You have a sweet voice, Emily.
Call Craig.
Happy?
Delirious. Delicious. My heart's pounding under my breast. You can't see, can you?
I can see your eyes, my darling. Me and my girl.
Don't, Albert. I'm in such a turmoil.
The whole world, Emily. Emily, there can't be any doubt there's going to be a war. The Brains Trust were wondering why the Lambeth Walk was such a success. They couldn't find an answer. But I think I know the answer. We're dancing away from the turmoil, linking arms and walking away from uncertainty. Oh, I don't know what the future holds for me. It'll be quite a different war from the last one.
Don't speak of it, Albert. The government won't allow it. The Germans wouldn't dare. You wouldn't have to go.
I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to frighten you. Oh, Emily, why have I kept silence for so long? You are my girl. Through all the turmoil and uncertainty, I have no doubt in any part of me I love you.
Albert, please, we mustn't.
Oh, Emily, please. We must.
Albert, where? How?
Emily, you do love me.
I'm too old to dissemble. I've waited too long, Albert.
Emily, it's not the way I would want it to happen. But our circumstances force us into a corner.
I have to tell you something. I'm going to lay my cards on the table. I don't have any experience. I'm a virgin. Have I shocked you?
Doesn't shock me, Emily, but I thought that waiter was going to have a seizure.
Don't be flippant. I'm being serious. I have to tell
you... Not here, my darling, not here. You don't have to say another word here. We'll walk to the hotel. We'll stop and look at the river. It's very beautiful at night.
Hotel? But
I've told them to expect my wife.
Albert. Darling Albert. Touch me again.
It should always have been you.
My legs feel so heavy. I didn't know you had such strong thighs.
I didn't hurt you, did I?
No. Oh, Albert, what are we going to do?
About what?
About us.
Don't you worry your pretty little head about that.
Albert, am I going to have a baby?
Oh, Emily, you are innocent. You're innocent in the purest sense of the word.
Is that bad?
Wonderful.
I'm so glad. But it isn't true, you know. I've always been grateful that I'm not a Roman Catholic. I would have had to confess so many sins. Do you mind me touching you? You see, I've been dreaming about it for so long, ever since you married Marjorie. I hate her for making me covet you. I hate her making me commit adultery. I hate her for making me hide myself from God because I hate. So you see, I'm very far from innocent. Albert, tell me God won't be angry because I love you so.
Well, I'm not a theologian, Emily. In fact, I'm afraid I'm probably an agnostic, but I answer to C of E.
and simplifies things. I'm sorry. I'm taking a very roundabout way around this. I mean, you're quite an unusual bedfellow, Emily.
Wasn't I good enough? It's because
Emily, you were wonderful. It should have been like that always. Always. But I've seldom had a theological discussion within minutes of... Emily, if your God punishes you, I dread to think what he's going to do to me when he gets his hands on me.
And I'm not going to have a baby.
No, Emily.
Oh, Albert, I love you so, so much. I've always loved you. Albert?
Yes?
I was just curious, that's all.
Yes, Emily?
Oh, darling. Oh, darling.
I hear you calling me. Only God left now, and he doesn't answer. Better have a poached egg. Chopper life far too heavy. Talking about lying heavy, let's have a look at the diary. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. 16th, 17th. No such luck, Emmy. 4 days to go. Though years have stretched their weary lengths between. There's no good saying I don't wonder where you are, Albert, because I do. You'd be 83 now. I didn't mind the animals who died so much. I know they've gone and I can forget them. But Tiddles, do you remember Tiddles? Yes. You see, that was a terrible thing. Her getting lost and never coming back. I keep wondering what happened. Albert Henshaw and Tiddles the cat. Missing. Believed dead.
I can assure you, Emily, we did just that.
All night.
If you work in the solicitor's office, you know perfectly well there's a prescribed way of managing these things.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry.
Emily, don't be sorry, darling. You really must try and stop this predilection for guilt. You positively enjoy it.
No, I don't.
Then stop it.
I will. But all night?
We played pontoon all night. The King's proctor came in the morning and found us having breakfast and playing pontoon.
Wouldn't it really have been a great deal simpler to tell the truth?
What?
Just to say that you made a mistake in the first place and now you wanted to put it right. You could have told them about us and about Marjorie and Roland on the sofa.
It's not how it works. No. No, it's not how it works. There are proper patterns laid down for these things. Your mother and father could never have survived a shock like that. Think of his reputation. That's your mother's place in society. Oh, no, no, it would never do.
I'm sorry.
There you go again.
I mean, you're quite right. It would never do. But you're glad you went through with it.
Of course I am, darling. I don't think this is quite the place to discuss it, but...
Well, whisper. No, no, come closer and whisper.
I think we should wait a year or so.
But you've got your decree.
Where did you go, Albert? Like Tiddles, you licked the cream and vanished to the woods. The worst was that you left me secret and grieving, and burning with hate, or hurt, or sorrow, some damn thing.
Emily, Emily, you forgot the salt. No wonder the spinach tasted funny. Marjorie, why were you so angry? I could never fathom that out.
Let me tell you something straight from the shoulder, if you don't mind, Emily.
Straight from the shoulder? I should dearly like to hear something from there.
You been drinking?
Certainly not. Even the little humour you had seems to be disappearing.
Be that as it may, but I know perfectly well that you finally pulled Albert into bed. But you couldn't leave it at that, could you? There's very little gay about being a divorcee, my dear. I've been ostracised. My friends are shutting their doors to me. I can no longer go to Ascot.
Marjorie, you went to Ascot once. The royal enclosure once.
Don't split hairs. If you'd wanted the little weed, we could have worked out an arrangement. Instead, we had to be drawn through all that ghastly publicity. Now, let me tell you something straight from the shoulder. As long as you stay here and look after Mother and don't get any bright ideas about running after Albert, I won't say anything to anybody. But if I see even a lean in that direction, I shall tell Father and other people who would make life very difficult for you.
How very vindictive. But you're in no danger. I don't know where Albert is.
Not just Albert, anybody. Albert told me you were a real sizzler in bed. Everything I wasn't.
Poor old Marjorie, you never know what's going to worry people. He should never have woken you up, though, should he, Emily? Hot old Jezebel. It's not been easy. God knows it's not been easy.
Look at you, sitting there in your own filth. I've only just cleaned you up. I've only just bloody well cleaned you up. Do you understand me? In here. In here is where it hurts, Mother. In here. I'd give anything to be lying on my back on a hillside, screaming into the wind, laughing up at the stars, and Albert pounding me. But it's not to be. All I have is you, sitting there in your own filth. Do you bloody well hear me? Not your stupid head. Do anything. The heart is out of me, Mother. The heart is out of me, and I'm frightened because I could kiss you. Oh, God, forgive me. I could kiss you. Day after day,
Doctor. I don't need pills. Pills only make my life more difficult. They knock me out, and then I can't take care of her. I can't do the washing, I can't lift her, I can't put her back, I can't clean her up. I don't need pills, Doctor, I need Albert.
Albert is what relation to you, Miss Watson?
The relationships no longer matter. Albert is gone, and I need him. I need him physically. I don't want another man, don't bother to suggest it. I haven't the time to look after Mother, let alone a man.
Before Dr. Thompson, I believe he's been looking after you and your mother for a long time.
Yes.
Yes. Before he referred you to me, had you told him everything you've told me?
Of course not. What would he have thought?
From what Dr. Thompson tells me, you're obviously a very sensible woman, so I see no point in beating about the bush.
I do. I see every point.
May I ask you if you're a very religious woman?
There again, there's so little time. I go to communion, of course. Oh, yes. But I can't leave Mother for any longer.
But you are a practicing Christian.
You know the saying that practice makes perfect. Well, I practice, but oh, what a falling off is there.
Your religion means a great deal to you.
Where would I be without God?
Quite. Miss Watson, presumably Albert was your lover.
In the eyes of God, he was my husband. He must have been. The whole thing was human error. There can be no doubt in God's mind.
So you don't believe that your relationship, whatever it was a sinful one?
Well, I've rationalized it, haven't I?
Do you believe that masturbation is a sin?
Yes. I believe that. That is what I was taught. But I don't know. What do you believe, Doctor?
I believe that you should love your Albert in whatever way you can while he's away.
I don't ever expect him back.
Ah.
I'd like to tell you.
May I tell you?
Anything you like.
I talk to myself a lot. I have to. Mother's not there, or if she is, there's no sign of it. It's not so easy when I come to talk to other people. We were to wait a while after the divorce. Albert had been married to my sister. He said we should wait a year. I make no apology. She should never have married him. When the war came, he went into the Royal Engineers designing army camps and huts. He couldn't visit us at Frimley. Father wouldn't have him in the house. Mother was getting worse and worse. Father had retired and was interminably chasing waitresses. I saw less and less of Albert. Can I tell you something? I want to tell you something I've never told anyone. Something I've never even admitted to myself. I set my face against it. I hadn't heard from him, and my letters were returned. It's so shaming. I'm so sorry. I went over to the depot at Woking. Albert was married and had been posted to Ripon. I set my face against it. I do believe he's mine. I'm so sorry. How dreadful. What will you think of him?
I think that you're a very brave woman, coping with what has to be done in the best way you can. If loving Albert releases tension and brings you happiness, then you must love him in your own way. Of course, you mustn't run to excess, set yourself limited times.
Yes.
Put them in your diary, then you can keep a check.
Do you think once a fortnight would be forgivable?
Absolutely forgivable. Don't feel too badly if you...
No. Once a fortnight. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I can cope with that.
Let's take stock at the end of the day. Honestly, Marjorie, I'd no idea you were so well off. You might have helped. It wouldn't have made any difference to my letting you come and live here with me. But while Mother was alive, it would have been a godsend. Dr. Thompson died in 1962. I can remember it as clearly as if it was yesterday. I didn't like any of his partners. I steeled myself to go on the health. It was a glorious autumn day. The sun was shining, golden and brown the leaves and sunlight in the puddles. Best day's work I ever did. I have to thank Marjorie for that, haven't I? If she'd helped, I'd still be paying doctor's bills. Why'd you go about performing your mysterious works in such a stealthy way? You never answer. I don't know where you are, Albert, but I carry you about in my heart forever. Oh, forever. You were always stealing, Marjorie. Did it ever occur to you that you might have killed the driver of the car? They'll call it accidental death. Difficult to know how much of life and death is accidental. Difficult to apportion blame, Marjorie, isn't it? I know I must die, God. I know I must come to you, darling. But not just yet. There's so much to do. I really do believe there is a divine pattern to it all and that somewhere I fit in. I'll let you know when I'm ready, God, but it won't be quite yet. You don't mind, do you, darling? It won't be quite yet.
Emily was played by Valerie Saruf and Marjorie by Angharad Rees. Mrs. Watson, Barbara Atkinson. Mr. Watson, Frederick Treves. Albert Henshaw, Peter Baldwin, Cecil Aston, Andrew Sear, John Griggs, Paul Sir, Roland Wilde, Simon Cuff, Mrs. Brooks, Joanna Mackey, Dr. Ian Thompson, W.P.C. Good, Caroline Gruber, and the waiter, Ken Cumberledge. The music was arranged by Grant Hossack. Sister, Dear Sister was written by George Baker and directed by Jane Morgan.